Life is always, please, I'm saying this again. Life always demands a response. And there is a word of God by which we respond to every situation. What I mean is that every situation, there's an appropriate word of response. And number one, you first talk the situation and tell you who's the Most High. Are you getting my point? And before we can say it in the time of crisis, we must have said it when there's no crisis. That is summary of everything I've said. The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. So let's take a few minutes, therefore. Let's just take a few minutes. Let's rise to our feet. Psalm 136. There's a difference between praise and thanksgiving. Not a big deal. Not a big deal. The small difference between praise and thanksgiving is that in praise, you are declaring who is the Most High. That's a good way to put it. In praise, what are you declaring? You are declaring who is the Most High. But with thanksgiving, what you are doing is that you are acknowledging that Most High God for that which He has done already. Is that okay? Alright, now let's look at it. So when you see this psalm, you see that he will describe the greatness of God and he will tell you to thank him for one thing, that his loving kindness is everlasting. Or what does King James say? That was very beautiful. For his mercies endure forever. Is that also? Alright, the Lord is, I think I would just like to use that one because it's because that one is so beautiful. The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. Alright. Now, I'm going to do something. Well, I'll just say that as we go on. Let's just start. I want to use King James now because I just like the expression. He said in Psalm 1, I will say it, and then you just say, chorus it for me, for his mercies endure, for his mercy endureth forever. Now, please, what he's saying, like I said to you, you see, he's talking about the God we are talking about, and then we are giving thanks to him because his mercy endures forever. When I was reading this psalm earlier in the day, I realized that from verse 7 to verse 22, he was describing what God did for the nation of Israel, all right? In the wilderness, alright, in delivering them from Egypt down into the promised land. So I said, you know, that's not from the seventh place, from verse 10, okay? So I told myself, since we are not, I'm happy for what he did though, but there are issues in my own life also, so we are going to name those issues, is that okay? And give him, and call him by the name that he bears really, under such circumstances. The Lord is good. Now I'll just read, then you read it. Say, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for his good. So let's start again. I mix it up. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
For his mercies endureth forever.
Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods.
For his mercies endureth forever.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords.
For his mercies endureth forever.
To him who alone doeth great wonders.
For his mercies endureth forever.
To him that by wisdom made the heavens.
For his mercies endureth forever.
To him that made that stretched out the heaven and the earth above the waters.
For his mercies endureth forever.
He said, to him who made great lights.
For his mercies endureth forever.
The sun to rule by day.
For his mercies endureth forever.
And the moon and stars to rule by night.
For his mercies endureth forever.
Please, let's go down to verse 23. Now, please listen to this. Don't say anything. He said, he remembered us in our low estate. Don't say anything yet. And he rescued us from our adversaries. Who gives food to all flesh? He said, give thanks to the God of heaven. Now, what he's doing here is describing to us what God is in our life. Do you get what I'm explaining? So, what we are doing is that, like, there are two sides here. There is praise and there is thanksgiving. He said, give thanks because his loving kindness is everlasting or his mercy endures forever. Now, but he's describing that God. He said, this is the God that we are talking about. He's the one that remembers us in our low estate. He is the one who rescued us from our adversaries, and indeed, who still rescues us from our adversaries. He is the one who gives food to all flesh. It is not the weather or the climate that gives food to all flesh. It is not the power of the government of a country or the economy of that country that gives food to people. It is God who gives food to all flesh. He said, let us give thanks to this God because his mercy endures forever. Let's begin to give the Lord thanks like this. Just call him by the name. Say, Lord, you are the one that remembered me in my low estate. You are the one that is remembering. It's not my boss. I said something to you earlier. When God is showing mercy, you start experiencing mercy from people. It will now become natural. Therefore, I want to just begin to give the Lord thanks. Say, Lord, I thank you because I know that you are the one. I'm calling you by your name. You are the one that remembered me in my low estate. You are the one that rescued me out of the hand of my adversary. You give food to me, not my job. It's so important. I want to declare that in loud. Talk like you believe what you are saying. I don't want you to whisper. Just talk like you are there. If you don't know what to say, just repeat the sound. Say, Lord, You are the one that remembers me in my lowest state. Not my boss, not my uncle, not the people that I know. You are the one that rescued me, not the mobile policeman. No, not at all. You are the one that gives food to all flesh, not the job that I do. You are the one that provides for me. You are the God of all flesh, and there is nothing too difficult for you. You are the one who holds my life in your hands. Just give the Lord thanks for that. Just acknowledge him and call him by his name. It's so important. Let's call him by his name. He said, promotion does not come from the east or from the west. He said, but God is judge. He lifts up one and he brings down another. That he is the God that does this thing. Now everyone, please open your Bible to Psalm 95. I want us to read this psalm together. Psalm 95. We're not going to read all the verses, but we'll just read a few of them, alright? Just the first five verses. The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good.
All the time.
Now, David said in Psalm 1, in verse 1 of Psalm 95, he said, oh come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. I want us to read that thing together. Say, oh come, let's start, one to go.
Oh come,
let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Verse 2, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. Now, please notice verse 3. He said, for the Lord is a great God. Shout it loud.
For the Lord is a great God.
He said, for the Lord is a great God. Once again.
For the Lord is a great God.
Now, next line says, and a great king above all gods.
And a great king above all gods.
Notice verse 4, it says, in whose hand are the depths of the earth?
In his hand are the depths of the earth.
And the peaks of the mountains are his also.
And the heights of the hills are his also.
The sea is his, for it was he who made it.
The sea is his, for he made it.
And his hands formed the dry land.
And his hands formed the dry land.
Let me just read one more verse and then we'll stop there. The next two verses. He said, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. For he is our God. We are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. I want us to read that verse 7 together. For he is our God, and we are the sheep of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. We are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Sorry, I mixed that one up. Now, this is the point I want to make here. Please notice very carefully. He's explaining to us, you see, because, you know, sometimes people say that, you need land. It's good. I'm not saying people don't need land. Do you get my point? But I say something in life I have discovered. Alright? You know, one of my colleagues died on Saturday. And it was very devastating because I saw her a week before that downstairs here, you know? And it was really shocking to me. In fact, that day I went to casualty I went to California for my colleagues in intensive care unit. And I saw so many of my colleagues, they're big people, you know, my seniors, my juniors, my mates, everybody. But, I mean, what is going on there? Is that an important person here? They look at you. You don't know. As I was driving back home that day, it touched me deeply. And really, it did. Alright? She became a professor last year and died this year. I told my wife, once again, I've made up my mind. There are just two things to do in life. Do good and enjoy yourself. And all other things shall be added unto it. What am I trying to bring out here? Many of these we are rushing for. I want us to understand this. People say, you need land, you need this. I say, I'm not saying they are bad things. But I won't break my head over them. Do you hear what I said? Listen, once I know God, there was this man I was talking to myself. I said, buy land, night is cheap. Listen, if you have the money, buy it. Amen? If you don't have the money, don't borrow it. Don't break your head over it. Because the time will come, if you believe this gospel of our God, you will buy a whole street that's already built up and it's pocket change. They didn't hear it too. And that one, that is, it will happen. Oh God. That I will look and say, this is a very nice area. I would like to have a whole street here. I'm going to say, is it a street? No, you get to a point in life, God doesn't care really about what he gives you. He knows that you know go crazy. The problem is the tendency towards madness that exists in the heart of men. that's making God fear to release some things into our hands. You know the reason why I can do it easily? Because the Bible declares that the Lord is a great God, a great king above all gods, in whose hands are the depths of the earth, the peaks of the mountains are his also. Literally, it said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. It does not belong to Naira. Did I hear an amen?
Amen.
It does not belong to PDP. Did I hear an amen?
Amen.
God can change who is the governor so that you will have that which belongs to you. I feel that when God's mercy starts, you start seeing mercy flowing towards you from different angles. God's miracles, sorry, God's blessings, after a while, they appear normal. If it's always like breakthrough, you are not thoroughly blessed yet. No, what I'm saying, I mean it too. If you're blessed always like a breakthrough, you are not thoroughly blessed yet. You've just begun. A man that's really blessed, he gets so used to the blessing, if he's not careful, he forgets they are blessed. I'll just explain that one for us to understand what it means when it says the Lord is a great God. When it said that, and then the next verse, when it said that, let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. What does that mean? You know, what he was trying to say there is simple. That is, God is the shepherd. He's the one that leads the sheep where it should go. He's the one that protects the sheep against adversaries, against lions, against all predators. That's what he said. So that when you utter those, look, I'm saying these things, like I said, I'm decoding these words. So that when we are saying them, alright, we are actually addressing situations. One of the reasons why life becomes harder for us is when we speak to it that you are hard. I don't know whether you get what I'm saying. If you let this landman, I say, land is very costly in Nigeria. It's difficult to get land, to get CFO is so hard. The more you say it, what happens? The harder it becomes. But if you declare like we are reading here, then when the time comes, alright, without you struggling, you know, I told you that the words, they go ahead and they prepare a place for you. Do you get the point? Now, let's do that again, that you at least, now that we're reading again, we'll understand what we're saying. Let's just start together from verse 1, and we'll jump a few verses. We'll end this in verse 7. Alright, let's start together from verse 1. One, two, go. O come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him in hand. For the Lord is a great God and a great king above all gods. In whose hand are the depths of the earth, the peaks of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, for it was he who made it, and his hands form the dry land. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. Let's just begin to worship him for the last line. They say he is our God. He is our God. Nothing else is your God. Say, Lord, I am the sheep of his, I'm the person of his pasture. I'm one of the people in his pasture. He's watching over my life. He's leading me in the path of righteousness for his own namesake. Where I am going, God is directing. Listen, God has prepared a place before you in the presence of your enemy. The Bible says that he leads you beside still water. He takes you to those green pastures. Declare that your life is in his hands. The movement of your destiny is in his hands. It's not in the hands of NYSC. Now, do you get what I'm saying? It is not in the hands of NYSC. It is not their postings that will get you to places. Their postings only manifest where God is taking you to. Oh, don't open your mouth and say, grumbly, why did they send me here? You are in an office, you have been transferred. Don't forget, the Bible says that you are the sheep of his pasture. You are not the sheep of your MD. Therefore, your MD has no choice but to send you to where God wants you to be. I want you to understand that thing. When you are facing situations in life, maybe they are transferring people. They are transferring people. You are right now in Enugu. You are afraid they might take you somewhere. You don't need to be rebuking. In the name of Jesus Christ, they will not transfer me out of town. That's not the point. You go to this scripture and you declare that we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. We are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. When you declare that, what you are saying is that he leads me in the path of righteousness for his own namesake. What you are saying is that where he's taking me to, he's the, where I'm going to, he's the one that is taking me there. It is not my office. It's not my struggle. It's not my boss. It's not the people that are that think that they are in charge. But God is the one that is taking me there. I want us to declare concerning our lives the greatness of God. Say, God is my God. I want to declare it. Shout to him that he is your God in any language, in any way you want to do it. Psalm 46. Okay, now we're going to read, I'll just read through it quickly and then we'll read it together. From verses 1 to 3. He said, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth should change, than though the mountains slip into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains quake at its swelling pride. Now what he's saying here is simple, that no matter what it is that is happening in life, I've declared that those situations are not in control of my life. I keep on saying all the time that Christians, they say that we are the head and not the tail. And they will behave like a tail and we don't behave like the head. Who are those who are tails? They are the people that run to and fro because of circumstances. This is what happens. Heads are stable. Tails are the ones that run up and down because of every situation in their lives or in the environment. Do you get the point? And let me just warn us about something. The Bible said in that the book of Malachi, it said, that's I think chapter 3 or 4 now. He said, those that fear the Lord, they spoke often one to another, and the Lord did what? Heard it. Now, you know they read the Bible. And the Lord did what?
Heard.
And the Lord did what?
Heard.
See, even those who don't fear the Lord, when they are speaking one to another, two people hear it. The Lord hears it, and the devil hears it. What I mean is this. Every time we are talking, we see that at home we are responding to circumstances. We are declaring who is God in our life. It's important what I'm saying. If they tell you that, you know, fuel, they want to deregulate fuel, whatever. Price of fuel will now go up to 120 naira a liter. There are people who can't sleep because of that. They haven't bought a cow. They have not bought a cow. Yet the fact that fuel is going to be 120 naira a liter, they can't sleep. What's wrong with these our leaders? What have they gone crazy? I'm leaving this country. What is wrong with this rubbish? Even Ghana here. You know, Nigeria, I love Nigeria. Human beings, not Nigeria, human beings, generally. They're always looking for who to point to that's better than them. I have a friend, he's a specialist at that. If he attends Kingdom World Ministries for 2 weeks, by the third week, he's pointing to one ministry elsewhere. Who has a taller chin? Do you follow my point? Who has better folded tracks? Hey, is that a point that... What's the problem with Pastor Banky is that you don't look at these things when these people are doing that. That's like, oh boy, relax now. Should I tell you who I'm better than? they love mom like that now. So we are tired now. We are so happy Ghana did it. They abuse ourselves with. Ordinary Ghana here. They can organize election better than us. We like to complain and complain. Move to Ghana now. The Lord is good. What I'm saying, when we are doing these things, actually, what we are saying is that government is God over my life. If they say it will not be well with me, it will not be well with me. Are you getting the point I'm making? What David is explaining is concerning the circumstances of life. He said, because God is our refuge and strength. So when you hear that Nigeria is broke, you will answer, God is my refuge and what? And strength. He said, a very present help in trouble. That is, when we are in trouble, God is present in that same trouble with us. He said, because we understand this, therefore we will not fear. Shout it, therefore I will not fear.
Therefore I will not fear.
Now what he said is that, why should I be tempted to fear in the first place? Because the earth may change. You know, you get climate change. I don't want to get into that. It's all to me. Hear it, eh? It's all media talk. Now there's confusion right now. I hope you know there's confusion right now. We shout global warming, but Europe... tired of hearing global warming because the cold is getting too much. People now don't understand. One day somebody tried to explain how global warming leads to colder winters. I said, this is all confusion. Yes. The Bible says that the earth may change, but I will not fear. Are you getting what I'm saying? He said, even though the mountains slip into the heart of the sea, it happens all the time. When you hear of tsunami, that's what happened. The mountain slipping in the center of the sea, that's what is going on. He said, then we will not fear. Even though its waters roar and foam, even though the mountains quake at its swelling pride, no matter what the issues of life are, we will not be afraid. Why? Because God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Let's read these three verses together, then we'll begin to give thanks. All right, say, God is our refuge and strength.
God is our refuge and strength.
A very present help in trouble.
A very present help in trouble.
God is my refuge and my strength.
God is my refuge and my strength.
He is my present help every time there is trouble.
He is my present help every time there is trouble.
Therefore, I will not fear.
Therefore, I will not fear.
No matter what the circumstances of this earth may say. No matter what the condition in my school may say, if you're a student.
No matter what the condition in my workplace
may
say.
No matter what the condition in my business may say.
God is my refuge and strength.
Therefore, I will not fear. Say,
therefore, I will not fear.
Say, the Lord of hosts is with me.
The God of Jacob is my stronghold.
Say, therefore, I will not fear.
Let's begin to give the Lord thanks.
Let's call him by that name. You know, what I like, can you just pause for a second? Please, sorry. Sorry to interrupt you. Let's just do something. I want you to do something because I want us to close now. Just think, for like 30 seconds, let's just all pause, close your eyes, and begin to think. Now, every time there's something that's trying to scare you, usually there's one. Just think about that thing for a moment. Usually when you are looking at situations, David said that in the time when there's no water, I will seek the Lord. What I'm saying here is this. Most of the time, we Christians will look at situations and start shouting at the situation. But don't we forget that the first thing we do is to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. One of the processes of doing that is to exalt the name of God in that situation. Let's not focus on the situation, but let's focus on God. Look at it for a second. What is that threatening you? They said there are a lot of things in your neighborhood. Anytime you travel up and down this road, they say, there are a lot of armed robbers there. There are a lot of these ones there. Snakes are abounding in this neighborhood. Scorpions are here. This happens. Then why that thing is on your mind, I want to do something. Begin to say, God is my strength and my refuge. Begin to declare it in your own words. Say, God is my strength and my refuge. It's my ever-present help in the midst of trouble. No matter what this situation is saying, I refuse to focus on it. What do? I am magnifying the name of my God. He is my help in the time of trouble. He is my great king. He is a great king above all the earth. God is my help in the time of trouble. Shout it out. God is your help in the time of trouble. Speak to it. You know, there are people that, look, to go out at night is their problem. Nothing is outside there chasing you. Because God is your help in the time of trouble. I want to read one more. I won't explain this one, all right? I just read it and then we close. I just want to read it together and then we close. That's from Psalm 18. Say, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. Just quickly, let's do it. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength.
I will love thee, O Lord, my strength.
The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. Say, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer.
The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer.
Let's say one more time. The Lord is my rock.
The Lord is my rock.
The Lord is my fortress.
The Lord is my fortress.
The Lord is my deliverer.
The Lord is my deliverer.
My God, my rock in whom I take refuge.
My God, my rock in whom I take refuge.
So the Lord is my shield.
The Lord is my shield.
And the horn of my salvation.
And the horn of my salvation.
The Lord is my stronghold.
The Lord is my stronghold.
The Lord is the horn of my salvation.
The Lord is the horn of my salvation.
The Lord is my shield.
The Lord is my shield.
The Lord is my deliverer.
The Lord is my
deliverer. Lord is my fortress.
The Lord is my fortress.
The Lord is my rock.
The Lord is my rock.
This is David ended it in that portion of that psalm. He said, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies. Now please notice some verses 1 and 2. You know, in verse 3 he said, I call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. Are you getting my point? What was he saying? In verse 1 and 2, what you and I just said is just what he said. Are you getting my point? And he calls that calling upon the name. No, a lot of times when we are praying, we are complaining. God, see me, see me. Won't you do something? Won't you do something? This is a 50-year-old. You have not done anything. God, do something. I know you can do something. God, you know, we are complaining. But David said, this is how I call upon the Lord, and so that I am delivered from my enemies. I just call his name in the center of that situation. And how do I do it? I just simply shout, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. Do you get my point? Once you call his name, he responds and he delivers you. He said, the Lord is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. That's how I call upon the Lord. He said, he is worthy to be what? Praised. We've described what praise is already. To be praised. What is it worthy to be praised? It means that he's worthy to be called, let me just put it simply, by the proper name. Let me summarize everything we have said today. Satan cannot be God in your life.
Amen.
Let me say one more time. The situations of life cannot be the Most High in your life.
Amen.
I want to say it by yourself. Say, Satan is not the Most High in my life.
Satan is not the Most High in my life.
Money is not the Most High in my life.
Money is not the Most High in my life.
Let me say it in a different fashion. When we say Satan, that's obvious, alright? Let's leave Satan out of it. Let's leave devil out of it. Alright? Let's leave all those ones. I mean, whoever said that, Satan help me. Have you ever said that before? But we always shout, money help me, or daddy help me, or uncle help me. Is that also? That's it. So I want us to declare those ones that are the ones really competing. The money is not the Most High in my life.
Money is not the Most High.
My company is not the Most High in my life.
My
connection, just anyone that is like the things that you are looking at. The country I live in is not the Most High. America is not the Most High. Europe is not the Most High. There's no country that's the Most High. Nigeria is not the Most High. Lagos is not the Most High. Enugu is not the Most High. Abuja is not the Most High. There's nowhere that's the Most High. The Most High thing I follow is the will of God. The Most High person I follow is God the Father of my Lord Jesus Christ. Let's just declare that. Let's declare it. Let us declare. Declare. That's how what it means to praise God. That's what it means to magnify the Lord. That is what it means. That's what it means to call upon the name of the Lord. It's not just to shout help. No. God has the name in the midst of every situation. God has the name in the midst of every situation. God has the name in the midst of every situation. And when we call his name, alright, then the Bible says that we are delivered from the problem. We don't focus on the problem, but we magnify the Lord. No, nothing else but God with the Most High in our life. Let's just give the Lord thanks for today. Say, Lord, it's been a beautiful day. Father, we give you thanks. Father, we worship you. Let's just give the Lord thanks for this. Father, we thank you for your word that has come for today. If you have learned anything today, say amen.
Amen.
If you will continue, how many times are you supposed to pray? Thank you. Continually, always, without ceasing, six of one, half a dozen of the other. Amen. A Christian prays all the time. And in these days, I understand how Christians can pray continually. There are those who think that protection from dying in an accident is an airbag. Airbag is not the Most High. Do you hear what I said? Airbag is not the Most High. Seat belt is not the Most High. Are you getting my point? Good road is not the Most High. Please, let's. Don't you know you go and buy a car, say, and when you're not driving, say, why are you over speeding? Say, I have airbag. You just die, that is, you will just die with the airbag suffocating you. You know, airbag can suffocate you.
Yes.
He said, what did happen? You was not injured, no scratch on his body. The doctor will now finish the diagnosis, the cause of death, asphyxia, from airbag suffocating him. So when you are running on the, somebody said, stop driving recklessly. It's wrong. I told you it's worse than cigarette smoking. Remember where we started from? I said, stop that. But when you're on the road, it's not the airbag. It is God that's the Most High. He said, the angel of the Lord surrounds those who fear him and delivers them even in the midst of accidents. Did I hear an amen?
Amen.
It's important. You can't put your hope in things that you have. He said, now I'm okay. I have health insurance. That they have plenty of money. I just go to America. Listen, people say they see they die from that country. One day, my boss, when we were in Lagos those days, was a senior military officer, was also my colleague, senior colleague. He said, death is powerful. I said, okay, what do you mean? He said, even white man, they die. Are you getting what I'm saying? Listen, in life, there are things we say that reflect our faith. Do you get what I'm saying? There's a way we respond to every situation. many things are trying to be Most High. It's our duty as believers to refuse to call them Most High. If you're looking for a job in one of those companies that pay heavily, and you have been depressed because they have not employed you, why they haven't? Because God said you've been calling them Most High. And I want you to understand that they are not the Most High. 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 Because if I bless you, you are blessed anywhere you go. You can walk anywhere or refuse to walk anywhere. You can live anywhere or refuse to live in a place. No matter where you live, if I bless you, oh boy, you are blessed. If I bless you, oh girl, you are blessed. The blessing that I put upon you will begin to attract favors towards you. If you just refuse to keep your eye on something that you are calling Most High. There's one song. I call him Most High. Most High is your name. Do you know that song? Go and learn it. I don't know it. I'm going to learn it after. It's a very powerful song. Very powerful song. Because Most High is his name. Do you get my point? Let's share the grace in fellowship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. The love of God. The sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Now and forevermore. Amen. Share our brethren.